Well, it makes for rather sober reading for Barack Obama when he comes into the White House in January. It depicts a world in which the US is no longer the sole superpower able to call the shots more or less alone. It says that world is now gone. It's a multipolar world with much more uncertainty for the US and for everyone involved. A world in which resources are more scarce, so more likely to be conflicts between states over resources, and where states in some parts of the world are beginning to collapse, and what they call non-state actors, which can be criminal gangs, terrorist groups, and so on, begin to rise to take over power in more fragmented states. So it's really a picture of fragmentation, more uncertainty, and greater potential conflict over scarcer resources.
Are the world's international institutions able to cope with these challenges?
Not according to this report. This is one of the warnings of the report. It says that the international institutions, as they are at the moment, cooked up as they were in the aftermath of the Second World War, are not up to the job. And without real leadership and real reorganization, they won't be up to the job in brokering these conflicts over resources and these conflicts, potential conflicts between states and all these non-state actors.
Do we have any idea of how Barack Obama might approach these challenges?
Well, all the mood music and everything he's said about foreign policy up to now has suggested that he's going to take a far more multilateral approach than his predecessor. He seems to be aware that this unipolar moment, this American moment following the end of the Cold War, is over, and that if America wants to achieve anything, it'll have to achieve it in concert, not necessarily with, you know, its traditional allies, but untraditional allies and partners, and also outside the traditional boundaries of the international organizations like the UN, creating sort of networks of states with similar interests to try and get particular things done.